Welcome to Reflection in Case. Today we're talking to Mr. Walter Lomax, the founder of Maryland Restorative Justice Initiative. My name's LeVar.
My name's Julian.
My first question to Mr. Lomax is, how did you feel when you got accused of a crime you didn't commit?
Well, first, I didn't believe it. That was the first thing. And I literally thought that they would find the individual that committed the crime and I would be released. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Okay. For my second question is, what kept your hopes high?
Well, I knew I didn't commit the crime. That was the basis that, and people who knew me, I they knew that I didn't commit the crime. And keeping my hopes high, well, I suppose just the fact that I know that I didn't commit the crime, I always knew that I was coming up out of there. I just didn't know how and I just didn't know when, but I knew I was coming up out of there.
Okay, for my third question, how did you overcome your challenges at the time?
It really was a process, LeVar, to be quite honest. It wasn't something that you could point to one specific thing and said, you know, okay, this is responsible for overcoming that. Again, I just turned 20 years old, so I was a little more than a juvenile at the time. And just as, you know, we grow, and as we grow, we develop and mature. And I think over a period of time, as I grew and matured, right, I was able to, one, learn and put in perspective what had happened to me, and then I guess decide or develop a means of dealing with it. And it wasn't something that was done like immediately or overnight. It was over a period of time.
More questions? What inspired you to start the Maryland Restorative Justice Initiative?
Well, I had progressed through the system, and I was in a program called the Work Release and Family Leave Program, where I was going to a regular job. I was in the pre-release system, going to a regular job, 5, sometimes 6 days a week, and also going on unescorted family leaves for 48 hours once a month. Excuse me. And then in 1993, something happened that caused the system to be shut down. And so as a result of that, I was back into a higher security for 13 years. And while I was there, we formed an organization called the Lifers Coalition. And we worked on trying to address changing the criminal justice system. And once I was released, when I met with a group of people, some family members and friends and some additional other advocates, we changed the name to the Maryland Restorative Justice Initiative. And so the Maryland Restorative Justice Initiative actually morphed out of the Lifers Coalition, because the aims and objectives and our mission was basically still the same.
If my next question is, what are you striving for with your organization?
Repeat that.
What are you striving for with your organization?
You say struggling?
Striving for.
Oh, striving for. To remove politics from the parole process here in Maryland. That's the primary goal that we have. That's the legislation that we're working on right now, is to remove politics from the process, so that once an individual is sentenced, specifically to serving parole eligible life sentences, and they progress through the system, that they will be able to be released without meeting the requirements of a governor's signature, which is currently the policy here in Maryland.
Okay, hearing all that, what have you accomplished so far with your business, organization?
Well, the first thing that we accomplished in 2011, we produced a documentary. It is still up on YouTube called Blocking the Exit. We was able to successfully get legislation passed, which is called the 180-day rule, where if an individual receives a recommendation from the parole commission and it goes before the governor, his office has 180 days to either deny the parole, approve it, or take no action. And if he takes no action, then the parole recommendation would stand. In fact, people have been released as a result of that, because prior to this legislation being passed in 2011, an individual could receive a recommendation for parole and it would literally sit on a governor's desk until they change administrations, sometimes 4 or 5 years or more. And once the 180 days rule was established, any sitting governor had to act within that that period.
All right. First question. Where do you see yourself, your work going? Where do you see your work going?
Well, I see as a result of our advocacy efforts toward parole reform, I see us moving more into the reentry aspects, because once an individual is released, they're definitely going to have access to resources in order to make it on the outside, specifically after they've been incarcerated for an extended periods of time. And so once we are successful with our parole reform advocacy, I see us being more and more involved with the reentry.
All right. The second question, what are you most proud of?
Given a lot of family members and friends, renewed hope that their loved ones could be released from prison and wouldn't have to die in prison. Because at one point, a lot of individuals just did not see any hope at all, and their family members and friends didn't either. And getting them involved in our advocacy, I think I'm most proud of the fact that we've gotten as many people involved in this type of advocacy than had ever been involved in the past. And this is specifically for our legislative initiative. You know, give you a short example is that most people have no idea who their senator, who their delegates are, or even for that matter, what legislative district they live in. And we were able to actually educate people to that, and it empowered them. So I think I'm most proud of probably that accomplishment.
All right. Third question. What do you see yourself doing when you retire?
That's a tough one right there. Most people think I should have been retired a long time ago, to be quite honest. I don't necessarily see myself retiring. I see myself as maybe scaling back somewhat, right? Because I think that there will always be a need for this type of work. And so even though I may not be the executive director of the Maryland Restorative Justice Initiative. In fact, we have a parent organization called Mandela Enterprise Incorporation. I see myself being involved at some level, probably until I meet my demise, because there will always be a need for this type of work. And as long as I'm able to contribute, you know, certainly I will remain involved.
Before you go, how can people learn more about your work?
We have a webpage that is called mrji.org.
Okay. Thank you for joining us again. I'm LeVar. Be sure to subscribe to Reflection of Kings podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, be sure to visit our website, reflectionofkings.org, to learn more about our work. Peace.
It's been a pleasure talking to you young men this morning.